Hello and welcome to Finn Sportsman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today I have a great episode for you. I will be doing my mock draft 3.0. If you haven't seen the other ones, you can check them out as I have mock draft 2.0 I did a couple days ago, and then mock draft 1.0 was 3 rounds. We're going to continue on the 1 round for now, and my next mock draft will be trades. But I'm going to be doing mock draft 3.0 right now as the draft is coming close in 9 days. That is so crazy that the draft is in 9 days. But I have my mock draft 3.0 right now, so I'm going to get into it. Before we get started with the mock draft 3.0, make sure to share this podcast with friends and family members. That would be really appreciated. But let's get started with mock draft 3.0. The first and second pick are the normal. Trevor Lawrence to the Jags and Zach Wilson to the Jets. No other person, I think, will be going either spot. So Jets and Jags have Trevor and Zach Wilson. At number 3, I have the 49ers making the first switch of this draft that I have done since my mock draft 2.0. I have Trey Lance going to the 49ers at number 3. This one, I think, is going to be a team that has a quarterback like Jimmy G starting in the first year and then Trey Lance in the second year, with like the Patrick Mahomes situation when we saw the Chiefs start Alex Smith the first year of Mahomes' career. He came in Mahomes on the last 2 games. Alex Smith got traded to Washington. And I think this is what we're going to see in the 49ers situation. Trey Lance was throwing darts at his second pro day, and they even were telling Trey Lance what to do. That shows you that they're a little bit in on him. I really think Trey Lance, even before the pro day, I really thought Trey Lance now, after my mock draft 2.0, now I think Trey Lance will go here at number 3. The 49ers are really going to be shaping out this draft, so watch out for that. At number 4, I have the Falcons taking the same player, Kyle Pitts, out of Florida. Kyle Pitts, all-around weapon. I really think Arthur Smith is going to want a tight end, dual threat, tight end mix, kind of like a Johnny Smith almost. So I really think Arthur Smith will go someone who he thinks is kind of like a Johnny Smith that he had in Tennessee. At number 5, my second switch with Penny Sewell going here at number 5. I had Jamar Chase. But here, to change it up a little, I got Penny Sewell. I think this is going to be a great pick, whether they take Jamar Chase or Penny Sewell. Blocking is a really big thing for the Bengals, who aren't very good at having good blockers. So I really think the Bengals here will take a star O-lineman in the first round. And I think here at number 5, they get the opportunity with Penny Sewell. At number 6, the Dolphins, I have them taking Jalen Waddle. That one is not different. I was debating on Devontae Smith or Jalen Waddle because I know one of them is going here at number 6. They just got Will Fuller, who is more like the Devontae Smith type of player. And then Jalen Waddle's like Devontae Parker. And Devontae Parker has worked in that system very well. And I think here at number 6, you take more of a Jalen, more of the Devontae Parker type of player with Jalen Waddle, who's the best wide receiver, in my opinion, in this draft class. So I really think Jalen Waddle goes here at number 6. At number 7, I have the Detroit Lions taking Rashawn Slater out of Northwestern. The next two picks right here, 7 and 8, those are some tough situations for those teams. If no one wants to trade up to those spots, it's going to be very tough for both teams because both teams, they have some needs, but there's no talent at those positions that they really need that you would want to take at 7 and 8. So here at Lions, I think you take best player or best O-lineman really available. I think Penny Sewell could slide to 7 and they could take him. And I think Rashawn Slater goes here at number 7. At number 8, the Panthers take Patrick Surtain out of Alabama. This one I had Penny Sewell before, but obviously Sewell is gone. And then Rashawn Slater is gone. So O-line is kind of not really there anymore. The best one besides that is Christian Darrisaw, and I don't really think he's a top 10 really. Of a top 10 pick. So that's really the hard part. And I think here you go with the best corner available, since that's a big need for the Panthers. And I think you'd go with Patrick Surtain. At number nine, I have the Broncos taking Justin Fields. Last I had him taking Trey Lance, but this time it's Justin Fields' turn to go to the Broncos. They're going to be a sneaky team for a quarterback. Drew Lock isn't really their man, and I think they're really hungry for a quarterback here at number nine. And I think they could really get one unless someone trades up. This team is looking at a Trey Lance or a Justin Fields really to fall to them. At number 10, I have the Cowboys taking J.C. Horn. I think it's cornerback needed team with Patrick Surtain going at number 8. The Cowboys need a corner, and really J.C. Horn, he's a really good cornerback. He's a big one. He's almost shaped like a linebacker. If you put him in a different number, he's a linebacker. And this guy is just all around great talent at the cornerback position. Some have debated that he is the number one player for the cornerback class. I don't think so. But here at number 10, I got J.C. Horn going to the Cowboys. At number 11, I have the Giants taking Ja'Marr Chase out of LSU. This one is more of a pick of wide receiver. Since there's no trades right now, they're stuck with Ja'Marr Chase. I don't see Christian Darrisaw this high or Elijah Vera Tucker, so that's why I don't have him going all the way up at number 11. But here, I think you take best wide receiver available with Ja'Marr Chase. Devontae Smith is also there, but I don't think they take someone like Devontae Smith. Ja'Marr Chase is almost like a Kenny Galladay, but I really think he could turn into something else and better than he is right now. So I think Ja'Marr Chase here goes to number 11. At number 12, I have the Eagles taking Devontae Smith out of Alabama. Here, the Eagles, they cut basically all their wide receivers, so there's really no point at not taking one because right now, the Eagles, only Jalen Reagor is their wide receiver. It's kind of sad to see. They only have one wide receiver, and he didn't really play good last season. I think Devontae Smith is a good add on this team, and I really like the pick if they actually do get him. At number 13, the Chargers taking Christian Darrisaw out of Virginia Tech. This one I think is going to be the pick no matter what, unless someone falls. I don't think someone's going to fall, but here the Chargers take Christian Darrisaw out of Virginia Tech. Great blocker, great pass blocker, or run blocker. Pass blocker he'll need to get better at, but he's a really good run blocker. Very strong force on the O-line. I think this is a good pick for the Chargers if they do get him. At number 14, I have the Vikings taking Mac Jones out of Alabama. This one is my surprising pick. I wanted the Vikings to take someone as a quarterback. They're one of the under-the-radar teams or someone you don't really talk about, but they're actually a QB-hungry team, and I think they go with a quarterback in this year's draft. I think right now, the thing that might scare the Vikings about Mac Jones, excuse me, is that he's a little bit like Kirk Cousins, pocket passer, not huge, not very mobile. But I think the Vikings here go with the quarterback. Whether someone falls or they have to trade up, I think the Vikings right now are in a good situation to get what they want because they're in a certain spot that how the draft is shaking up, that someone that they want is going to fall to them. At number 15, the Patriots, on the other hand, they're going to have to trade up if they really want a quarterback. I'm not really sure they're going to trade up, but I think the Patriots here go with Micah Parsons. All these quarterbacks are gone. Micah Parsons, good linebacker on the defense, strong player, is really a leader on his team. You could tell by the difference in their standings in the Big Ten this year without him. So he is a key, huge part on the team. At number 16, I have Caleb Farley out of Virginia Tech going to the Cardinals. Cardinals are really a good team. They're going to be in the playoffs next year for sure. Kyler Murray, J.J. Watt, everybody on this team is great, and I think they just add on to make this team even more better with Caleb Farley out of Virginia Tech. Okay, I will be right back. Here's a quick word from my sponsor, Anchor. Hello and welcome back to Fantasy Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and let's get ready for picks 17 through 32. At number 17, I have the Raiders taking Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah out of Notre Dame. Really good linebacker at Notre Dame, great power rusher, great zone player. This guy is really going to be a force to be reckoned with in the NFL, no doubt about it. I think this really put the Raiders over the top. I think this could really help them be a playoff contender in the near future. At number 18, I have the Dolphins taking Trevon Merrick out of TCU. Really good safety and on every play. I think this is the pick they go with just because I think they really haven't fixed the safety position with Mika Fitzpatrick leaving after they traded him to the Steelers. I really think they haven't replaced a safety, and I think they get their safety here with Merrick. I really think this is a good pick for the Dolphins, who are really close to a playoff berth after they came just short to this playoffs at number 18. At number 19, this is where we get to the playoff teams, 19 through 32, or playoff teams. I have here at 19, Washington taking Tevin Jenkins out of Oklahoma State. This one, really good player, great run blocker. Washington uses their running back out of the backfield a lot with J.D. McKissic and Antonio Gibson. I think this could be a really good add. Also, Tevin Jenkins is a good pass blocker. He gives the quarterback a lot of time, and Washington has a ton of quarterbacks, so he's going to have to get used to a couple of quarterbacks in that system. But I think it's a really good pick. At number 20, the Bears take Rashad Bateman, one of my favorite players. He is just like Keenan Allen. That's my comparison, and I really think that's who he is. He's like a Keenan Allen slot receiver, also can play on the outside, catches everything, makes the plays for the team, gets extra yardage. Really good player here with Rashad Bateman. I think this is a great pick for the Bears. At number 21, I have the Colts taking Jalen Phillips out of Miami. Jalen Phillips is a really good player on the edge. I'm not sure that the Colts would take a guy like Jalen Phillips, but I think this is a good pick, especially on this D-line with DeForest Buckner, Darius Leonard. My goodness, this team is good. But the Colts here, I have them taking Jalen Phillips out of Miami. At number 22, I have the Titans taking Kwity Paye out of Michigan. Here, the Titans, I think they go with an edge rusher, more like a linebacker kind of. Kwity Paye is that type out of Michigan. I think this is a good pick on the Titans' part after they just got Bud Dupree. At number 23, I have the Jets taking Azeez Ojulari out of Georgia. Have a defensive-minded coach with Robert Saleh from the 49ers who just signed a contract to be the Jets head coach. And I think here, this is what he's going to do. I think he's going to go offense, take your quarterback, and then also get that defense built up. And starting with Azeez Ojulari is not bad. At number 24, I have the Steelers taking Najee Harris out of Alabama. The only one you can really think about taking here is either Travis Etienne or Najee Harris. That's really it. The Steelers are in on a running back, and I think you either take Najee Harris to Travis Etienne round one, or you could take Javonte Williams round two or round three with Michael Carter. At number 25, I have the Jaguars taking Elijah Vera Tucker, can play guard or tackle. You got Trevor Lawrence. You need someone to protect him. I think here you either take Trevon Merrick out of TCU, but he already won at 18, or you take a defensive-minded player or like a defensive player here. But really, the best ones available are Zayden Collins. I'm talking more like linebacker, edge type of players. You really have Jason Oweh or Zayden Collins. And I think here it's better to go with O-line instead of the D right now. And I think Elijah Vera Tucker is a great pick. At number 26, I have the Browns taking Greg Newsome out of Northwestern. Really good player. Tons of speed. Great man-to-man coverage out of Northwestern. Great player this season especially. Really got his name going after the Big Ten championship game. Here at number 26, he's going to the Cleveland Browns. This team is going to be really good in the future. Or even right now, this team is ready to win, especially with that addition of Jadeveon Clowney. The Browns are ready to win. At number 27, the Ravens select Kadarius Toney out of Florida. Here, I think they go with Terrence Marshall or Kadarius Toney. I don't really think Elijah Moore is in the picture, especially with the type of wide receiver they want. Kadarius Toney is more of the shifty wide receiver, and Terrence Marshall is the wide receiver too. And I think the Ravens here go with a more shiftier, very good wide receiver on the outside in Kadarius Toney. At number 28, I have the Saints taking Zayden Collins out of Tulsa. Really good player, won the Defensive Player of the Year award and the college in NCAA. Really good player to attack. He's almost like Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, but just not the certain, like, there's some differences between the two players. Zaven Collins is more of the zone, but Zaven Collins can actually rush the quarterback and really do stuff to mess up the quarterback. At number 29, I have the Packers taking Elijah Moore out of Ole Miss. I think this is a great pick for the Packers. They haven't picked a wide receiver since, I don't know, in the first round. It's like 2005, if I'm not mistaken. But this team is a really good team. And if you can get a wide receiver too for Aaron Rodgers and even take a little bit off the load for Devontae Adams, that could be a huge win for the team. At number 30, I have the Bills taking Samuel Cosmi out of Texas. O-line is a big need. Samuel Cosmi is a good player. I think this team is ready, so close to just beating the Chiefs and winning the Super Bowl. This team is so close to doing it. Every single year, it seems like they get the player that slides and does a great impact. And last year, they got Zach Moss, AJ Epenesa, really good players. And I think here, you take Samuel Cosmi, finish that O-line, protect Josh Allen, and you're good to go. At number 31, I have the Chiefs taking Jalen Mayfield out of Michigan. Really good offensive tackle out of Michigan. He actually, Michigan, when watching tape of him, Michigan really threw Jalen Mayfield's way. And that shows you how big of a player, how good of a player he is. Also, Joe Thuney, who I think is going to play tackle for the Chiefs. They cut both of their tackles in Eric Fisher and Mitchell Schwartz. So getting an O-lineman is a really big need. Then at number 32, the Bucs take Eric Stokes out of Georgia. I think here's more of what position they add depth to. And I think cornerback is a big position to add depth to. And I really think here for the Bucs, this is a huge win for them. Just to add a great player onto this team. They could even trade out of this spot. I think a team could. The Bucs aren't really looking to draft young talent. They're looking to win now, and I think they could just get picks later and get more good players. So I think the Bucs could be trading out of the spot, but here you got Eric Stokes. This team could be really good with the addition of Eric Stokes. Thank you so much for watching Finn Sports Fan. Make sure to share it with family or friends. That would be really appreciated. This was my mock draft 3.0. I also am going to be doing another mock draft soon. Also going to be doing a big one, big draft thing coming up close to the draft as there's 9 days away. Get really excited because I'm going to be doing a lot of draft stuff coming up. Also after the draft, I'll be doing a recap of each round. So it's going to be interesting and fun to do. So make sure to watch everything. I'm Tyler Finberg. Thank you so much for watching. Until next time.